And the verse is this: therefore, my beloved brethren. Who's that? For us, it would be, for today, it'd be us. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, when Paul wrote this, there was an interesting thing as he's talking to the people about being steady and keep steady on the course that they're on, because there are a lot of reasons in our world for people to get off course. There was a situation going on that's a background for this verse where Paul is having to deal with some discouraged, defeated, wiped out believers. Have you ever felt that way? You ever seen anybody that's that way? Well, these people were this way because the society had come into the church setting. A lot of people met the Lord, and a lot of people brought in the philosophies of society into the church. And so it got things confused. They weren't sure about certain teachings and doctrines, and that caused a lot of discouragement among a bunch of people. And it really halted their walking with the Lord and their work for the Lord. That can happen. It can happen that our society can affect us. It can happen that we just get off, get pushed by our society. Have you ever noticed that? People get really terrified about things. When 9/11 happened, it was very interesting. It's the first time I've walked through anything like that, where you could experience the feeling of fear that permeated a society. And it was a fear that overrode biblical faith for a lot of Christians. They were scared. For the first time in a national setting, they were scared. What other believers face on a daily basis in other countries, Christians here were overwhelmed with when they first had to taste it. And so our society can affect how we do things, and we fight a constant battle, especially today, with the bombardment of influence from our society that hits us through media all the time. It's really easy to be pulled away from biblical truth. Well, that's what had basically happened here, not through media, but just through discussions and stuff. And people were getting upset. And Paul explained to them the truth of the Scripture, and he dealt with that issue. But when he finished that, then he comes and he adds this verse. Because this verse really is coming at the end of that whole discussion and doesn't deal with the discussion. It's an admonishment that he gives to the church. And this is what he says. First of all, don't get off course. My beloved brethren, be steadfast. That word means to be firm, to not be moving. You just are firm. You have decided which way you're going to go, and you've decided, I'm going to walk that way. And you don't get off it. You're settled. You've settled that within your heart, and you know that's the way I'm going. It doesn't matter whether people go with you or not. It doesn't matter whether everybody in your neighborhood or complex is focused another way. You're settled on what it's going to be. Doesn't matter whether family and friends are going another way, because I have friends that are just really off the wall. But, you know, I've got to go this way. They may not understand. They may not even like it. But you're steadfast, because you know this is what God wants. So you go that way. The next word is immovable. And that's where you don't let somebody else get you off. You're settled on the inside, now you're settled in refusing to take the push of others. All right, I know where I'm going, and I'm not going to have others move me around. That's where we need to be. We're not going to be moved from our place that God set us in. And then he adds another word to us. He has this word, always. Always means at all times. Always doesn't mean you do it when it's convenient, or you do it when you have time, or you do it sometime. Always is a word that means every time, all the time, part of your life. Always abound in God's work. He's telling us, don't stop doing stuff for the Lord. Don't care really how you feel. Now, I know that goes against our society, because our society says, give in to your feelings. Moan, wail, be depressed, be discouraged. Right? I mean, our society just feeds that stuff. And if you run into people and tell them about your problems, you know what they'll do? They'll encourage you in your discouragement. Have you ever noticed? Some people, I think, even have the gift of discouragement. You know, because they're wonderful at just putting people down and really destroying their lives. But the Lord says, one of the ways we get past all that, because remember he's talking to people who are a bit discouraged, is we go ahead and start working and doing the things of the Lord. Well, it's hypocritical. No, it's not hypocritical to do what you're supposed to be doing when you don't feel like it. You get up most mornings, maybe you feel like it. A lot of mornings, I'd rather stay in bed. Especially when it's cold outside of the covers. Right? And we're getting into that time frame. I mean, there are times that I would just rather do something else, but I know what I've got to do, and I do it. And that's called maturity, where you go against your feelings. And for believers who mature, your feelings, you need to get involved in ministry. I don't know of anything that really begins to change your perspective other than ministry. Because you see God do something, you understand, oh, yeah, okay, you remember. This life is temporal. That means it's passing rapidly. This is not the ultimate reality of all that there is. This is where you are for a time frame. But the reality of God's kingdom and being involved in what God is doing, not only internationally, but within the framework of humanity, of our time as humanity, is massive. And you need to get off yourself and on with what God's doing. So he says, listen, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding. The word abound means it's above what's normal, right? It's above. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Knowing, and that's a neat word that means to perceive this. You need to just perceive that the labor that you do, and that word labor carries forth it with the idea of doing work that gets you fatigued. Because that's work. You get tired. And that's just part of it. We get tired. It brings about weariness. Now, you're not working to get God's approval. We already have God's approval. You're working because we've been called to work. And for people that are discouraged, one of the big things is get going. Get going involved in God. Because you understand that God's activity is never in vain. Doing things for Him will always be fruitful. It will never be useless. It will never be worthless. It will never be fruitless. Well, what if they don't respond? What if you spend all this time working with somebody and they still don't respond? Well, I don't fully understand all the ways that God works in His economy. But I tell you this, you were there and were used by God to throw them a lifeline to help them out. If they didn't hang on, you at least provided that for them. You showed them God's grace and God's goodness. And hopefully, in the future, whether you get to or somebody else will be able to throw out another one, they'll understand God's goodness through that. And that's not vain. That's building their experience to let them know of God's goodness. So it's not vain, folks. And if they walk away, listen, you can't be responsible for how people respond, but you are responsible for taking the love and the grace and the goodness of Jesus Christ to people who are hurting and provide for them in the areas of their need as much as you can. That's the work of the Lord. It's not hard stuff. It's not difficult stuff. It's giving a cup of cold water, providing food, visiting, listening. It's those kinds of things that we're involved in the kingdom of God. You don't pay people to do it. You do it yourself. And that's what we do. It's never in vain. Remember, Carol mentioned about Ecclesiastes. You remember Ecclesiastes, the big thing in Ecclesiastes? Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. And the word vanity meant useless, worthless. It isn't worth anything. It's vain. Everything is in vain. Well, you know what? This is the verse that counteracts that. What you do for the Lord is never in vain. It's fruitful. And we need to understand that it's our work in the Lord. It's not just work. It's our work in the Lord is very, very important. So if you find a good test for you is this. If you find yourself griping, complaining, you could use other words that are common in your vocabulary, feeling that you're just wasting time and not doing anything, feel it's just a mess, you just feel discouraged and defeated, then I would like to encourage you, because everybody can feel that way, right? Get involved in doing something for the Lord. It doesn't matter where you work or what your job is. You can be involved in kingdom activity. Do you understand that? That doesn't mean that you go in with your Bible and you open it up and you preach a sermon every Monday morning or all the mornings of the week. It doesn't mean that you have to lead a prayer meeting. It doesn't mean that you have to do any of those things that are even outwardly visible because we live in a realm with the kingdom of God that goes both in the physical and the spiritual realm. And you can be involved dramatically in the lives of people. I gotta tell you, if you go in and pray for them every single day, pray for all the people, your co-workers. I don't mean, you know, you're just walking between sections, you're taking stuff over here. Pray for the folks. Get involved in kingdom stuff. Listen, it's not in vain when you're doing that. And ask God for wisdom in doing stuff. You'll be surprised what He'll give you. He'll give you ideas to make things run better and smoother. And if you seek Him, that's the big thing. It's staying steady on the course. Because, you know, we have people, a lot of people get on mountaintops. Oh, this is wonderful, this is great, this is marvelous. And give them a couple of weeks. Right? They'll be down at the bottom, and it's terrible, and God doesn't care about me, and it's... And then they, oh, it's so wonderful, God's so great. Have you ever seen people like that? They're just yo-yo Christians. They're up and down, and up and down, and up and down, and up and down. God didn't make us to live that way. Are there going to be difficulties in life? Of course. Will it be hard? Yes. Why? Because we live in a sinful world. But God is with us. He promised He'd always be with us. And the way you turn that stuff that's messing with you in your head around is you get busy in the kingdom. You get back to where you were. You know, you first remember what you believe. Because we don't believe that God set us here for nothing. We don't believe that we're just around and we're just punching bags. We believe God has us here for a purpose for this time in history. The second thing is, don't let others discourage you. Don't you discourage yourself. Don't let others discourage you. You get involved in doing things for the Lord. And the last one is, I mean, that's it. You just find ways to abound in God's work. It's funny, I hear pastors, because I teach pastors, and they tell me about their people and the gripes and complaints and all this kind of stuff. I was reading again in the Gospel about Martha and Mary. You remember that? Remember Martha griping about the situation? You know, so many believers are just caught up in themselves. They're very selfish. The reality is they're selfish individuals. Instead of being people that are kingdom people. You have a choice. Our default is to be selfish. Do you understand that? If you don't, I mean, it's just our default. Ask Cindy about me. Our default is to be selfish. But God wants us to be people who are His people, who understand we're in the kingdom, and it's not about us. It's about Him. So, I just encourage you. It's a great verse of Scripture. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is never, ever, ever in vain for the Lord. It's always going to count. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. So read it this week, and every time you see it this week, think about ministry. How can I be involved in people's life? And nothing more, at red lights as you're heading to work, you can get involved for the kingdom and praying for people that you pass on the road that are sitting next to you at a stoplight. We need to be involved. And that's what Paul was talking about, being involved for the kingdom.